Welcome to another edition of the Kansas Policy Institute podcast. I'm Paul Sutar, your host. We're here today with Dave Traubert, president of Kansas Policy Institute. Hello, Dave.
Good morning, Paul.
We have an interesting topic today. It seems there's a new documentary on the horizon here in Kansas that purports to be about the budget issues that Kansas is facing. Tell us a little bit about it, Dave.
Well, it's a film that was put together by a 16-year-old student at Lewisburg High School. He actually interviewed me in the film. He calls it a documentary, and the Kansas City Star has hailed the work as groundbreaking and saying that it really represents what's going on, but it really doesn't. In my opinion, it's not a documentary. When people think of a documentary, they think of something that is not biased, that is presenting facts, maybe differing opinions, but examining an issue or telling a factual story. That's not what this does. This film is a political viewpoint that, frankly, doesn't let the facts get in the way of its viewpoint.
Yeah, I watched the film a couple days ago, and it was very interesting to me. From the get-go, there were some real tells that that's exactly what we're going to see here. And then as you finish the film up and then look at the credits and see who is credited with either being in the film or supporting the film, it's sort of a who's who of folks who are out there in the just give us more money for schools argument.
You know, it does. And when you look at how it was, I mean, I'll give the student credit for trying to take on this issue, because it is certainly a daunting subject. And I guess I would give him an A for creativity, but an F for sticking to the facts or not being biased. When you look at, it's not just in the information that was provided or not provided, it's in how the subjects were treated. The people who agreed with his viewpoint were treated with respect. The people who had a different view were ridiculed. They were ridiculed in some of the setups, some of the video setups, some of the derogatory remarks that were made about the comments that were made. It just showed it was a very clear political perspective from the get-go.
Yeah, there were a couple places in there that really struck me. The whole attitude that more money equals better education, the idea that somehow it's a fallacy that cutting tax rates helps bring more revenue in. They ought to talk to John F. Kennedy. Unfortunately, he's not available about that, because that's one of the policies that he sought and was able to bring to fruition.
You know, I think, and I agree, I think that the issue here, the big issue for me, is that it's being held up as a documentary, as factual. I wrote to Mr. Tappan after I saw the video and asked him some questions about it. And I said, look, you know, this doesn't seem, you left out a lot of facts. And he wrote back, I'm going to read, here's his quote in the email he sent me. He said, "I did not exclude any facts that you provided. The interview was too long to keep it in its entirety." So he says right there, yes, he did exclude some facts, and the facts that he left out were telling, because what he left out were the things that I provided him that contradicted elements he allowed to stay in the film. For example, he made a big issue in the film about some states like Texas can have no income tax because they have oil. And he said Florida can have no income tax because they have a lot of tourism. I showed him that that's not the issue. We walked through it very carefully. Yes, Florida has tourism and Texas has oil. Frankly, Texas could have all the oil in the nation and still have a high tax burden if they spent more. The only thing that drives how much a state taxes is how much a state spends. We looked at the spending of all 50 states. And what we found was the states that have the low tax burdens are able to do it because they spend a dramatic amount less per resident providing the same services. Every state has public education and highways, social service programs. It's all the same basic basket of services. What we found was the states that tax income spent 49% more per resident providing those services than the states that don't tax income. It's the spending. It's you have to provide the service and you have to provide a good quality service. But the states that do it at a better price are able to pass the savings on to citizens in the form of lower taxes. He had that information at his disposal. He had the full documentation of it. He left it out because it didn't suit his political purpose.
Right. And there are many examples there. Let's go over just a couple of them, Dave, about some of the things that were inaccurate in there. One of the things that jumped out at me, and you have talked about this many times, is the reliance on base state aid per pupil as the foundation for how much money is spent on Kansas education.
He not only relied on it, he made a bold, false statement that looking at base state aid is how you know whether schools are adequately funded. Even the state Supreme Court disagrees with that. The state Supreme Court in Gannon said that it's not only not state aid, it's not a piece of state aid. When they said when you're looking at whether at measuring adequate funding, you have to consider all funding sources, all state aid, all local aid, even all federal aid, and the retirement piece. You have to look at it all. He goes to, because it suits his political purpose as the people in the film, they want to look at one piece of aid, which frankly is only about a third of the aid that districts get. It's repeating that chant. And speaking of chants, that was part of it. Another one of his people he interviewed basically created this defunding chant. It's though, you know, they make false claims about schools being defunded. The truth is, as we shared with Mr. Tappan, school funding has been setting a record for each of the last, including this year, each of the last 4 years. It's record setting. We're spending $6.145 billion on education this year. That's $3 billion more than we spent in 1998. Every year it goes up. Per pupil spending is at $13,343 this year. That's the third consecutive record that per pupil funding has set. And yet he allows people to say schools are being defunded. That's a political statement. That's not what goes into a documentary. If you're going to allow someone to say it, then you have an obligation to come back and have someone else say, no, that's not true, and here's the data. But when you're putting a political viewpoint together, you don't allow for competing viewpoints. You do, as he did, just ridicule those with competing viewpoints.
Right. Well, that was Heather Owsley, who's responsible for Game On for Kansas Schools, which people who are on Facebook and see those sort of things might recognize. It was interesting to me that she made this linkage between defunding and privatizing schools. Like that was some great Republican or brownback scheme that they want to get their cronies to run the schools. And the way they'll do it is by making schools terrible, so that people will flock to private schools, which is ludicrous. And that's never been an aim. And it's frankly exactly the opposite of where Brownback and others want to go. School choice raises all education opportunities in the state.
And, you know, school choice, you're absolutely right, Paul. School choice, the reason that people are pushing for school choice is because there are very large and growing achievement gaps. There's no question that a lot of kids do quite well in schools in Kansas, but every year thousands of students are left behind. And frankly, that's another false claim that Ms. Owsley made in the film. She said that schools, you know, it's that they're doing very well. And now it may be true for some students, and hopefully it is for her kids. But the data shows, even the Department of Education admits now, that the achievement gaps for low-income kids is not only wide, it's getting worse. this is why we need to start looking at how we're funding schools, how schools are performing, because we have to have a student focus. When they start raising things of this defunding to privatize, that's a scare tactic. That's what happens when people don't want to change the status quo. It's a way of deflecting attention from the truth of what's going on with a lot of students in Kansas to say, oh, these are evil people, this is what they're up to. That's pretty sad that students that student outcomes are not given top priority, that the institutions and maintaining the status quo is what is held sacrosanct.
Yeah, I thought there was another telling bit there where she talked about how they want to take away protections for teachers, and she said, well, why would somebody get into education if they didn't have protection in it? And the immediate thought to me was, I've never had a job where I've been protected from being fired if I wasn't doing my job, or for any other reason for that matter. So the whole arguments there were so many holes in this. I couldn't even list them all.
You know, and on that issue, those protections weren't taken away. What the legislation that was passed did said it's not mandatory. If school districts still want to do that, they can. And frankly, they are. And Ms. Owsley knows that even in her own district, that's still what's happening. But that's another scare tactic.
Right. Now, there's one other thing I wanted to make sure we talked about a little bit, because it came out of Mr. Dwayne Gosin, former budget director, where he talked about some of the problems with budgeting and some of the problems with credit downgrading. That really wasn't on Brownback's watch, was it?
Well, the credit downgrading took place in the last couple of years when the governor was there. And I would say that the governor has some responsibility for that. Here's what the bond rating agency said. They did not say, as has been falsely claimed, they did not say that tax reform was bad, that tax reform is the cause of it. What they said is the state lowered revenue, but they didn't also lower spending to balance it out. That's a fact, and that's an unfortunate truth that we still have today, is because we can't have a conservative tax plan and a liberal spending plan. We have far too many legislators, and unfortunately the governor himself continues to push for higher spending. The budgets that they're looking at now will set more spending records in Kansas. The issue that we have is that we reduce spending in Kansas, but there was not enough people who were willing to stand up to the bureaucracy and the special interests and say, we're going to make government operate more efficiently. We're going to provide the same service. We're going to bring down the cost. We're going to look at the example of how other states do it that have low taxes. They provide the services. They just do it at a better price. That's the issue. Mr. Gosin continues to want to make it about something else, and won't even let the facts get in the way. For example, he said that revenue dropped 3 years and it looked like it was going to drop 4 years. Well, he conveniently switches from talking about tax revenue to total revenue. Well, tax revenue only dropped 2 years and it did not look like it was going to decline another year. It was definitely going to go up, and did. When you talk about total revenue, now you're including legislative decisions on transferring money out and how agencies operate. The reality is tax revenue only dropped 2 years, and tax revenue is also setting records going forward.
Yeah, it's one of the aims that Mr. Tappan had with his film. The second aim was to fix it, which, you know, good luck with that, with a video. But his first one was to make this simple and understandable. The reality there is that this is a very complex situation that requires some level of expertise and time and examination to get at. And some of the things you just mentioned, for example, how the money is actually budgeted, how it's accounted for, there are some real problems with how that's done as well.
It is. There's money that's not budgeted, that's just revenue that's taken off the top. And that's that artificially reduces what it appears revenue that we have. Not all the tax revenue actually gets to the general fund budget or the where it can be appropriated. We just need to be honest about what's happening. Tax revenue, Kansas doesn't have a revenue problem. We looked at tax revenue, what we actual revenue for 2014, and compared it to 2004. We went back and looked over the 10-year period and said, how did revenue compare with inflation? What we found was that tax revenue was up 28% in 2014 over the last 10 years. Inflation was only up 24. So revenue, even though it's less than what it was as planned with tax reform, we are we're staying ahead of the 10-year inflation rate. The problem is that spending is out of control. Spending is almost $1 billion higher now than it would be if 2004 spending was increased for inflation.
Right, right. Well, Dave, this seems like in some ways kind of typical of the level of discussion that goes on in the public about budgets and especially school funding. Lots of mantras, lots of repeating of false claims, but not a lot of depth into the information and a lot of the resources that the public relies on, what's coming from schools, what's coming from our local media. Where can people go to get the facts on this?
Well, there's a lot of places you can go. We provide a lot of information at kansaspolicy.org. We provide a lot of transparency information on school spending and government spending at kansasopengov.org. But don't just go there. Go everywhere, ask questions, make your own informed decisions. You know, this political perspective film could have been a great vehicle. The real problem we have is that people cannot get an honest discussion of what's going on. And it's fine to have different viewpoints in there. That's healthy. But it has to be all at the same time where people can look at the different viewpoints and make their own informed decisions. This could have been a back and forth. One of the sad truths is that the people who are opposed to tax reform, who are opposed to, frankly, operating government efficiently, like Mr. Gosin, refuse to come out in public and discuss these issues with people who disagree with them. Because what happens is their false claims will be found out. That's a sad thing here. So we need a lot more. Media could step up and do its job and pull that in. But sadly, a lot of media, especially editorial boards, have their own political perspective, and they don't allow the facts to get in the way. These issues are complex, but they can be solved. And it's a matter of, we think, of focusing on how you can provide the same or better quality service at a better price.
Well, and to ignore that is to ignore the whole American experience, the free market approach to everything that that we enjoy in this country today and around the world. Thank you, Dave. Thanks for bringing this information to light. And as you said, if people want more information, a good place to start is kansaspolicy.org and kansasopengov.org.